Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Numbers chapter 21, verse 5 says, "And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." It's interesting to me that they were saying there was no food, but we loathed the worthless food. There was food. What they were saying is they weren't satisfied with the provision that God has given to them. Do you ever come to God and complain about what he's given to you, looking at somebody else and what they might have? A partial eclipse of the facts leads us to miss out on the joys of life altogether. We often blame our leaders for our problems. We think the removal of those in office, the firing of the pastor, the dismissal of a teacher might make everything right. How's that working for us? Undoubtedly, people can contribute to chaos of godlessness, yet those who truly wait upon the God one day will soar like eagles. Those who refuse to look at the whole picture and deny acknowledging God in our present situations greatly discourage those who decide to focus entirely on what's right. Those continually discontented are either not children of God or they're not paying attention to who God is and what he has done. Let me say that again. Those continually discontented are not children of God or are not paying attention to what God is and what he has done. They often cause leadership to expend horizontal energy and can be the catalyst for all sorts of unnecessary heartbreak. When I look at ministries and various Christians that are involved in these ministries, I often wonder what those ministries would look like if they could put all their energy going in a forward direction instead of a horizontal direction. Constantly complaining and murmuring against those in charge is not a healthy situation. Unfortunately, I've realized through the years that being one who's in charge of a ministry, that anybody can do my job better, and it's easy to sling criticism at the person who is in charge. I would like to say that I don't do that, but I've said plenty about the President of the United States and never really sat in his chair. It's so easy to criticize somebody we can see. But if that person that we can see is doing what God told him to do, we're actually criticizing God, not them. Leaders need to be dedicated to listening to God and fulfilling his will in this life. This means they need to bring the message to the people they serve. We need to listen to them, not criticize them. I'm Dave Wager here at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.